Temple of Vampires.
Reggie.
Yes, Jack.
Go over and stand with Sonny and Hermie.
Quite. I can drop him easy from here, Jack.
No. Wait.
And all the time, us are thinking him and Angelina was killed in the temple when it fell in.
Hold it. All right, Manuel. We've got it covered. Come on in.
He's coming with his hands up.
Uh-huh.
Funny.
Look out for a trick.
Hey, looky at his face.
All right, that's close enough. Doc, go and frisk him.
Yeah. I have no weapon.
Doc will make sure.
Nope, he's not carrying a thing.
All right, you can put your hands down.
I am grateful.
Now, what are you doing here?
I have no place to go. I am fugitive.
Fugitive? Well, what about all the Indian tribes in this neighborhood?
I am fugitive from the Indians.
Well, that's queer. I thought you were their high priest. What about their religion?
Their religion is no more. With the fall of the Temple of Vampires, all is ended. Their medicine men say it is a sign. The medicine men have roused the Indians against me, the high priest.
You mean the Indians are out to get you?
They thirst for my blood. For many years, they have given their tribesmen as human sacrifices to the sacred vampires. Now they want revenge.
Well, now, ain't you in a pickle?
Can't say as I blame them. But why do you come to us?
It is only way. If you will not give me refuge, then I am the same as dead.
Well, naturally, we're not going to let the Indians kill you. We can help you.
You will take me with you?
Well, sure we will.
Now, wait a minute.
But looky, Jack.
Hold it. Is this the truth, Manuel?
You doubt the word of Manuel, the high priest?
Yes.
So?
Well, what do you expect us to do with you?
That I do not care. If you will take me from this place, that is all I ask.
Uh-huh.
Well, we can do that, Jack. Take him along and drop him off at our first stop for refueling.
All right, Manuel. If you're in earnest, I'll tell you what we'll do.
See?
We can't get out until tomorrow morning sometime. Until then, you must let us tie you up.
Tie me up?
Yes, just to show your good faith.
I do not understand.
Well, for all I know, this may be some trick. If you mean what you say, you've got to let us keep you tied up until we're ready to take off.
So?
Well?
You may tie me up.
All right. Now you can have your choice. We either tie you in the plane, or if you want to be outside, to that tree over there.
Oh, hey, not in the plane, Jack. It's hotter than the inside of a boiler.
That's up to Manuel.
I prefer to be out in the open.
Okay. Reggie?
Coming.
Doc, you and Reggie take him over and tie him to that tree.
Okay.
Did you say to tie him up?
Yeah, come on. To the tree over yonder.
Right-o. Come along, Manuel, old chap.
Jack?
Hmm?
What's it all about?
Well, I'm not sure. He says the Indians are after him.
Really? Will we see them?
Indians? Well, I hope not.
But why, Jack? What do the Indians want with him?
Well, if he's telling the truth, we're witnessing the fall of a religion. The temple was a symbol. With the symbol gone, the religion's gone.
Oh, so that's it.
Yes, and now they want the scalp of the head man. It's a sort of jungle revolution.
And Manuel has come to us for help.
That's what he says.
You're not sure?
No. Maybe a trick. So you and Hermie stick close.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's get back to filtering our gasoline.
Tie him up tight?
Don't worry about that.
Sonny, you and Hermie stay right with me. Come on.
Maybe we ought to build us a fort if the Indians are coming.
If the Indians were going to bother us, they'd have done it long ago.
I hope you're right.
Better hurry and empty that can. This other one's almost full.
All right. You stay right by Reggie, you two.
What you got your pistol laying out beside you for, Reggie?
I can reach it in a hurry.
Just when all our trouble's over, and now this has to happen.
Well, maybe a good thing. We were getting kind of careless, you know. Put us on our toes.
Hey, Jack! Jack, come here!
Oh, I say.
What's the matter, Doc?
Come here, quick!
Reggie!
Yes, Jack!
Watch out for Sonny and Hermie. I'm going to Doc.
Right now, let us know what it is. Over here, by the tree where we tied Manuel.
What's the matter? Is he gone?
I'll say he ain't gone. Here, look here.
What's...
Yeah. Yeah. An Indian arrow through his heart. Deader than a skunk.
An Indian arrow through his heart.
Looks like one of his Indian friends caught up with him.
So he was telling the truth. They were after him.
Well, that's one passenger we ain't carrying away with us tomorrow.
The end of vampire worship in this part of the world.
Just a minute, Jack. I want to make an adjustment, and then you can turn her over again.
Here she is, only 10 o'clock in the morning. We're all set to take off.
Throw up that stuff, Reggie. I'll pack it away.
All right, Jack. Here it comes.
Doc, go back in the luggage compartment. See if everything's tied down.
Quicker than you can shake as she leaves.
We're going to have a rough takeoff. We don't want anything flying around the cabin. All right, hand up the tools, Reggie.
Can you
come? Yep. How's the undercarriage look this morning?
I went over it with a fine-tooth comb. Yeah. Holding up beautifully.
Good. Is that everything?
That's all.
All right, sonny, get in your seat and buckle yourself in.
What about me, Jack?
Well, Doc will have to hold you on his lap like he did when he came down.
Okay, but only while we're getting off the ground.
Sure. After that, you can have the run of the ship.
Jack.
Hmm?
Did you hear about Hermie and me?
What's that?
Well, last night we came to an understanding.
That's so?
Uh-huh. Hermie? You want to tell him?
Sure. Sonny's going to adopt me.
She is?
That's right. Hermie and I have been through quite a lot together. We got things in common.
She said she was an orphan, too.
I think that's great.
Well, gee whiz, why not? More money than I know what to do with. Nothing to tie me down. Besides, Hermie's a swell kid.
And Sonny's a swell girl.
Well, may I be the first to congratulate you both.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, thanks, fella.
Yeah, now, what's all this?
Well, Sonny and Hermie have just filed notice of intention.
Huh? What's that mean?
Yes, they're going to adopt each other.
Well, what do you know? Romance.
Sure. Love at first sight.
You know what I like about you, Sonny?
No, what's that?
You ain't a kissing girl.
Not a kissing girl.
I hate being kissed worse than anything.
Okay, Jack, everything's tied down back here in the luggage compartment.
All right, come on up front. Everybody fasten himself in his seat.
That's right. There's some rough ground ahead along shoreline.
No regulation runway and no joke about that.
There. All right, come on, Hermie. Let me get a good hold on you.
All ready back there?
All set.
Close the door, Reggie.
Hello? All tight and chip-chip.
And here we go.
Running like a sewing machine. Give her the gun, Jack.
Every bit as good as when we got her.
Hey, look. Look down below. We're flying over the old temple.
What's left of the old temple? Looks like a pile of rock now. Man, what a time we had in that place.
Hey, Jack.
Yes, Hermie?
Will you teach me how to pilot?
Well, you're a little bit young yet.
Well, I gotta learn sometime.
All right. Come on up here.
See, just think. 8 hours from now, we'll be back in the United States. Aren't airplanes wonderful?
Yeah, especially when they don't go down or flop in the jungle like this one did.
Oh, yes.
Further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you Monday at the same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morris, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Mercedes McCambridge as Sonny, Louis Van Ruten as Well, and Sarah Fussell as me. But if you don't think there can be adventure back in the United States, then listen for the Battle of the Century, King Monday. That's Jack, Doc, and Reggie in Battle of the Century, an hilarious, two-fisted, joyous new thriller, and I Love a Mystery, Socceroo. Thank you. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.